Preface. This book is drawn from four talks given by John Stott in 1985 in Quito, Ecuador, at a conference for the staff of International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, IFES, movements in Latin America. This material was first published in Spanish as Desafíos del Liderazgo Cristiano, Ediciones Certeza, but has not previously been published in English. The material was drawn to our attention by Doug Stewart, formerly an IFES staff worker in Bolivia, Argentina, and Mexico from 1964 to 1991, and now a vice president for IFES. Doug served as John Stott's translator at the 1985 Quito conference. He recently came across his transcript of the talks and offered them to us to be published. We are pleased to make this timeless treasure available in English. Stott began with some personal remarks to introduce this series. I would like to say what a great privilege it is for me to spend these four afternoons with you, because I want to begin by saying how strongly committed I am to the IFES. My involvement began 45 years ago when I went up to Cambridge as a student. I was going into what used to be called the CICCU, now usually known as the Christian Union. Then, from 1952 to 1977, which is 25 years, I had the joy of leading university missions in many countries of the world, in Europe and North America, in Africa and Asia and Australia. I've often spoken to many student conferences in many parts of the world, so I've been given a wonderful chance to observe IFES closely. I tell you honestly, I'm deeply grateful to God for it. I'm grateful for the principles on which it operates: national, indigenous movements, student leadership, thoughtful evangelism, and mature discipleship. I'm also grateful for the quality of leadership that God has given the movement, both in staff and in students. That includes yourselves, whom it has been a joy for me to meet these weeks. So thank you for the chance to spend these four afternoons with you. I've been asked to share with you both from scriptures and from experience, but to do so a little more informally. Now may I tell you the four topics that I have chosen under the general heading of Problems of Christian Leadership. One problem is discouragement, or how to persevere under pressure. Two, the problem of self-discipline, or how to maintain spiritual freshness.